This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Diabetes and Weight Management channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Scott Kanin, Director of Metabolic and Bariatric Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, and author of a new book just published by the American Diabetes Association called 21 Things You Need to Know About Diabetes and Weight Loss Surgery. Dr. Kanin, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, thanks, Eric, for the opportunity.
And you're most welcome. So, Dr. Kanin, we talked with you a few years ago when your first book on weight loss surgery was published. What's different in this new book?
Yeah, the old book really emphasized weight loss surgery for weight loss. What's become apparent is these operations do very well at treating the illnesses that go along with carrying extra weight, specifically diabetes and heart disease. And so the new book really focuses on diabetes and what these operations do to treat diabetes.
So does weight loss surgery actually provide a cure for diabetes?
Yeah, that's kind of a loaded question a little bit. After these surgeries, many people don't require any medications. All their sugars go back to normal. They don't have any evidence of diabetes, but all of my endocrinology friends want to treat diabetes as a chronic disease, so they want to call it in remission rather than cured. If I call it cured, even though people take no medications and feel completely perfectly, they get all upset. So we'll call it remission rather than cure.
And that is certainly interesting. Now, with more than 200,000 weight loss surgical procedures performed every year in this country, wouldn't you think the number of people with diabetes would be going down instead of going up?
Yeah, unfortunately, 200,000 procedures is actually just a drop in the bucket. You know, we have millions of people that are overweight or, extremely overweight in this country. So, in fact, the overweight problem is just going up exponentially, and with about 8 to 10% of the people who are overweight also having diabetes, that problem is going up exponentially too. So until we get a handle on the weight problem, the diabetes problem is going to continue to multiply.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Scott Kanin, Director of Metabolic and Bariatric Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, California, and author of a new book just published by the American Diabetes Association called 21 Things You Need to Know About Diabetes and Weight Loss Surgery, here on eHealth Radio's Diabetes and Weight Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So, Dr. Kanin, which weight loss procedures work the best on diabetes?
Yeah, probably the best and safest operation for diabetes is going to be the Roux-en-Y gastric bypass, followed secondly by the sleeve gastrectomy, and in third would be the lap band procedure, the adjustable gastric band.
And how would you suggest people start finding out if weight loss surgery is right for them, whether or not they have diabetes?
Yeah, I mean, I think the best place to start to get information, you can go to the web and you can type in things like weight loss surgery. There's plenty of information there, but probably the best quality information you're going to get is to bring it up with your physician. And if your physician doesn't feel comfortable discussing it, ask them to refer you to a specialist in weight loss surgery, which is generally a surgeon, because then you can sort of frankly talk about the evidence and you can get real information so that you can make a real informed choice. So start with your doctors. If you don't really want to see your doctor first, start with the web and type in, get some information. But ultimately, you're going to have to see one of the healthcare professionals to get the real information and how it's going to work for you.
Certainly some good advice right there. Where can listeners get more information on your book, and how can they make purchase?
Yeah, you can go to Amazon. Title of the book, again, is 21 Things You Need to Know About Diabetes and Weight Loss Surgery. Amazon has it, and they also have my original book, Weighty Issues, and you can go to the web and find that, or you can go to Amazon and get more information.
Easy enough. Well, Dr. Kanin, it certainly has been great to have had you back, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and do look forward to our next conversation.
Thanks a lot, Eric. It's always a pleasure.
And we have been speaking with Dr. Scott Kinnane, Director of Metabolic and Bariatric Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, California, and author of a new book just published by the American Diabetes Association called 21 Things You Need to Know About Diabetes and Weight Loss Surgery. And this book can be purchased at Amazon.com or from the publisher at PuntoPress.com. Take note, we will have the links provided in our show notes included with this interview for your convenience for easy access. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio in the Diabetes and Weight Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.